Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. My name is Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. I'm a teaching pastor and the author of the Victory Book. And joining me in our Providence studio today is Mike Warner, our very own entertainment guru. So a blue birdie told me Melanie Liebert, a.k.a. Justin's girlfriend Zoe on This Is Us, is a fan of this podcast.
That's right, and I have the tweet to prove it.
Mike and I are going to be talking about the bold and fresh move of last week's This Is Us, which focused entirely on one backstory, the historical brotherly love between Milo Ventimiglia's Jack and Michael Angarano's Nikki, a relationship fans have been desperate to explore since we first learned of Nikki's existence and his mysterious death last season. We're also going to be talking about Fox's Lethal Weapon and why fans didn't watch The Conners. It's all ahead.
Welcome back, TV, just to feel JC, yeah. TiVo Mike!
I thought Jack's love for his brother Nikki was so profound.
It was. It was. First, let me say, I was a little torn in the episode because I got so used for two seasons of being able to go back and forth.
Right. The jumping in time.
That I had to actually watch the episode twice to appreciate
yeah.
and enjoy what we were getting.
Yes.
Only because I was like, well, me being the person who likes to predict the future.
Oh my. Right.
I wanted Kevin's reaction.
Oh, to learning all of this and
yes.
out. Right.
And I know we're going to get it next episode because the last episode we had,
right.
he went and found the guy that Jack
yes.
saved.
Yes, oh my God. The one who put the whole
scene.
Face thing.
Yes. Let me tell you. That's exactly why I let him say it. I'm glad you were there.
See, we're simpatico. We're two Oreos that get it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But when they did the scene, and I was like, that guy, at the end of, not last week, the week before last, I was like, that guy
right.
Jack must have saved because when he said... Jack Pearson's son,
right.
the guy's face was like, oh my God.
Yes.
I've never seen your dad since that day. Like, type face.
Right. Like, the way your reaction was when you had your mentor show up at the house.
Exactly.
It was like this, the opening in the eye, the life was like, this is fantastic.
Yes.
And to get such a satisfying way to maybe thank the family.
Exactly.
And give them all the detail.
Not only that, but then to get the scene with
so
them
good.
Actually in battle when he lost the leg and he's like, hey, give me a foot. And then
right.
all that sadness for a moment. And
yeah.
then he goes, hey, do you need a foot? Like that was perfect. But I love when he said...
I had to rewatch that scene. I go, did he just say,
yes.
do you want a foot?
He definitely did. I love when he was like,
it.
But you have to remember, Jack.
Right.
Just breathe.
Yes.
And he grabbed... And then
he brought
it back
him.
Full circle to
yes.
how Jack calms down Randall.
Right. Because you have to remember, just breathe. Because in that moment, you're thinking of everything. Just breathe.
Yes.
And it is such, first of all, that was phenomenal.
Yes.
Too much of it was, the fact that he's only, okay, here's what got me. Because I, you know, whenever we have war in TV, it's never as dramatic as they can do in a movie.
Yes.
So I already kind of thought, well, okay, this will be the one where they mess up. Because you're going to try to do a war in a TV show with 40 minutes with commercials. It's different going to war and then you see a Dove commercial. You know what I mean? It's not going to have the same impact.
Exactly.
I mean, unless they're selling Dove at Vietnam. So, which I didn't see any Dove making happening. So, when I thought they, for whatever reason, had both enlisted. I thought that was the story. I didn't know the whole draft and all that.
Yes.
So
oh, my gosh.
When they, when they revealed, like, how it happened. Like, the father's like, we can watch it here. He goes, Dad, we're not watching the NFL or whatever. We're going to go to the bar. Like, he was watching, like, it was some big shindig. And, of course, the predicting the future. When Jack tries to calm him down in the bar and says, don't worry, you're not going to be selected. Don't worry. You're loved. You're supported. It's going to be fine. And then it comes up. So I said, hold on. They're not going to just have a scene where Jack's brother gets this. I'm like, how did Jack get there? And then I said, hold on, why are they making a big deal about the date? Because they could have had the same draft, you know, impact, but just having them drafted. I go, this Dan Fullerman, or whatever his flipping name is, creator,
yeah,
creating this stuff, that this must mean something.
Well, he also used, there was in this episode, another gentleman, I forget his name, I'll look it up after.
But someone else wrote
Paul
it, too?
Wrote with him.
Ah.
Who was a Vietnam family
so
member.
Probably
survivor,
somebody who
so
knows
how the extra insight came
yes!
in.
Yes! Because I didn't episode. Know it was done by date. I yeah. thought if you were 18, you were selected like your name was selected, not well, your birth date. Then, see, that helps me more. When they get to cut to the father is a gentleman. He
yeah.
actually has a gentleman at the time, which I knew was coming because I'm like, we need his backstory now. He's so evil and vicious.
And because
and I actually like him.
Alcoholic father was.
And I like him now more than Kate. So, Kate, you need more. Writers need better bad guys. Because Gate is still the murderer of Jack.
I can't.
Because as bad as Jack's father was, he didn't send him back in the house to go capture some dog we only saw once in part of a scene. So anyway, so when they go to the cut to them giving birth, and
yeah.
he wants the baby on the 19th because it'll be with his grandfather or
maybe with
his dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
And
you look
like,
at the clock.
I don't want it on his birthday.
Right. Which is. She sends him there, basically, by not holding another 2 more minutes. But the fact that the time, 2 minutes, met the world. And then the part that sucker punched me, and I was mad, and I started to tear, was when they show the babies. And he goes, now see all this? And they all had the same date. And it just had that pull out.
All those kids went to war.
All of them. All of them.
And
of
that
the date.
So we had that conversation. And then when I rewatched it, I'm like, I can't even believe I missed this.
Right.
I'm such a jerk for not just appreciating the moment.
Yeah. Oh. And that's probably why now I didn't know there was another writer. Now that makes more sense. He's like, well, let's just tell this story on its own. Because people already knew about the war itself.
Because we all know the Vietnam story.
Yeah, like, and not being cool and how we treated the vets like garbage. So we get that. And now we're coming to we're at a place where we respect all soldiers. But, you know, it took too long because we treated them like S. But seeing the babies that were sent to that place and then brought back to be treated like crap if they didn't die over there. So it was like the biggest. And the fact that his brother joined with his heart thing, which brought up the heart thing again. I was like, if you talk about a stupid heart one more time. So that got to me on a level I didn't expect because I was so in my head going, I just thought they were both there. Like, no, he was already there and he felt he had to go protect him. So who joins up? When he had a plan to get him to Canada, he was driving him up. He leaves that day.
I love that
scene.
I love that
Come
scene
on.
Too because you could see in the
that
car.
That was something.
But you could see in the car that Nikki was like appreciative
yeah.
of everything that Jack was doing.
But didn't want
to
go.
But he realized he needed to take responsibility.
Right.
And
notice
you
what he
see
said.
The
his
realization.
Father said. What did his father tell him?
Yeah.
He said, make me proud.
Yeah.
And he had the father in mind.
Yeah.
Because remember when Jack said, in
he
the
was,
car.
What's he going to do when he finds out?
Right. And that would have broke his heart. And Jack didn't care about his heart.
Well, because Jack was already
Nikki
mad at his dad. For
right.
Like,
he's already
abused.
He said, listen. Yeah.
That
I like in the new scene, he goes, listen, you can stay and I kill him, or you come with me and he lives. I mean, like, just make your choice.
Exactly.
But he will be dead. I'll kill him.
Well, my thing was.
And I believed him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the scene. I hate abusive fathers.
I hate it.
But they do it so good, and they get these actors who just do it so good.
He almost fishburned me until we saw his backstory.
Well, what happened was, for me, was the scene when they broke the glasses. And he goes, don't worry, Dad won't see it. And if anything, he'll be mad at me.
Right. But then that brought up the whole Superman Clark Kent thing.
Yes.
Which, I'll talk when we come back. There's too much in this show. Guys, love this flipping show. You're listening to the TiVo Mike Show, hopefully, on Radio Public.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. You're listening, and we thank you for listening to the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused Godcast in the nation. So you don't need to feel guilty for listening. So this is what I was just going to say about the whole Jack thing with the brother. He joined the flipping army.
He went back in, yeah.
He didn't go back. He went in.
He went in, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. To assume he'd even be anywhere near the bro, and then he's not just there filling time. He, of course, is Superman there to everyone else.
Yes.
Even the scene with the first getting hit with fire.
Yep.
Because he told him to stop playing football and sit down. They don't want to listen to him. He goes to each bunker thing. Like,
yeah.
Are you okay? Okay, one second. Are you okay? Like, would you sit down and not care?
You think his title legit? He was a sergeant.
Everybody. So. And then he played, but he didn't play. He was a smart. Remember when he says, guys, okay, we need you to, I have all this food. I'm bringing it in. He lets them open it. So they see it. And he goes, nope. I first need y'all to clean up and do da-da-da-da-da-da. And then so when the guy comes, your platoon doesn't inspire me with confidence. And he just looks. And it's all clean.
It's all like, back in order. Yes.
I was like, you are mad smart, man. It made me realize the depth of love. It wasn't a, I feel sorry for my brother love.
No, not at all.
It was a genuine, I love my brother. I'm joining this war.
He was, in fact, his brother's keeper.
For him. Right. Thank you. Say that one more again.
He was, in fact, his brother's keeper. He went there and he said, listen.
Right.
I got to do this.
I have to do it. I have to do it for you. And then, so that scene, of course, when they meet was like...
That scene when they met, I thought his brother was going to hit him
like, fool.
Did I tell you I got this? Like, I don't need you here.
I don't need you at all. Like, right. Instead of thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
A familiar face. I'm like, so you know it's going to be even more devastating how he dies.
I think, and I'm thankful because I feel like we're going to get it. But now we're going to get it in the format we used to.
Right.
So that we don't have to,
thank you,
you know, go home and cry into our
kill
pillows.
Ourselves. Yeah. Thank you. It's so, I mean, the way they can, it almost, some scenes have the feel. Remember that Will Smith movie, Pursuit of Happiness? And he's in the bathroom.
That movie.
That, the way David Letterman described it just now in that clip. Did you hear that clip just
I
now?
I did, yes.
I'm telling you, that is exactly how it feels. Yeah. This show has me all up in my feelings.
All the time.
Every single time.
And even when I think it's just going to be a fun episode. Like,
right.
I don't even want to watch tonight. I don't want to watch tonight because
that's right.
My favorite character is going to break down tonight, according to the preview.
Thank you.
And I'm not ready for that.
No,
I'm
he's not the comic ready relief. For that. He's the one who was on the deathbed
this,
making dance jokes.
This is going to give so much depth to Chris Sullivan,
yes.
The gentleman who plays Toby.
So much because, so he needs to be included in that raise thing they gave everybody.
Yes, because this is, listen.
Just the text chain alone, you know.
The text chain is pretty cool.
The arrhythmia. Just that brief interlude we saw.
Yes.
When he yelled, he goes, shut up. This is not your decision.
Yes.
And I'm mad he even had to apologize. I said, don't even apologize. Although that was, remember how I can always relate to people. In that scene, I go, I want that to be me. I just want to get to the point where what's going on in my head, because I'm really entertaining in my head. I am awesome.
In your head.
Yeah, in my head. I just say it. Just all you got to do is go downstairs and then jump.
And the worst part is you say it and they don't get the reaction you want.
Yeah.
But you still get it off your chest.
It's right. It's still done. I'm like, oh, you already know. You already know you need to shut up. I mean, I do it with my customers.
Yeah,
I don't know
do.
Why, you know. Even I'm trying, and you did help me that time. I was like,
I had to, because I was just like, oh,
hello
man.
And welcome. How may I help you? Don't you know I did it all night? Because it was just making me laugh. Hello, how may I help you?
It's for your entertainment.
It really is. It makes me so happy. Like, hello, how may I help you? I think one person was going to say, hello, and thank you for listening to the TV Mike podcast.
I can't so do it.
Tonight I'm looking forward to. I think we squeezed everything out of it. We didn't miss anything.
No, we didn't miss anything, I don't think.
Because we saw him taking his brother to Canada, his brother leaving.
Yep.
The young talking about it. Oh, we didn't say on air. So the young brother, because
oh,
Jack hadn't
yes.
seen about Superman Clark Kent, and he goes, oh, you're Superman.
He goes, but Superman doesn't wear glasses.
He goes, right. That
what
means
Clark
you're
Kent does. You're a Superman in disguise.
You're the strong man in disguise. And then what happens later?
That scene when they're yelling with the mom and dad, and it's crazy because the first Nikki wakes up. And it's
right.
funny because he grabs his glasses, but then he takes them and he leaves them on the bed, and he gets up and he goes in and he's like, leave her alone.
Right. And says it with, like, bass.
Conviction. Oh, yeah. He came ready to fight.
I said, this brother's showing up like a black man.
I was real scared. Like, I told you, the guy who plays the father, for a moment, he was about to go on that
Thank
list.
You. Thank you. He really
I was. Like, if he hits this little boy.
No, it'll be over.
We done.
Yeah, because even in that scene, he hadn't yet hit the mom.
Yeah.
So I go, if you hit the kid before the mom. I was like, come on now. And I haven't gotten to her yet. So, thank God we haven't, because I already love her.
You know why? Because you're about to put her in the Rebecca category.
That's right. That's right. But, unlike Rebecca, she's being honest. She's not saying, he ain't yelling. Like, they know that's their dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that's who should have kept them away from their dad for all those years until he's dying. Then bring him into the house
yeah.
to give all this advice to your new wife. So she stays married to you behind.
Yeah.
Oh, the show. The show is so flipping good. Anyway,
tonight
I just...
crazy.
So tonight's going to be great because we're going to see more of whatever Justin's... And this gives Justin a chance to have, like you said, a natural progression to his depth where it doesn't feel like they're just trying to give the character some more meat to chew on. It'll be like, no, because if he meets this person, he's going to have these feelings. It's as... But I hope they, in a way, it doesn't matter. But for him as an actor, I hope they give him the lines this time. Because the last time they had the depth scene outside of his monologue on the field was when he had that conversation on set with Sly Stallone.
Yes.
But the line came from Sly.
That's true.
So I hope when they meet with this old black man who's getting ready to die, or maybe he finally goes to meet, they correspond through email. Then they make an appointment to meet up because Kevin can fly everywhere with all this money. And before he flies, the guy dies before he gets there. And so whoever the guy's family is sits down and talks with him and they go over the stuff. And then he then has a chance to have this depth of scene. Because otherwise, if he meets the black guy, here's what's going to happen. They're going to have the scene. He's going to realize how great his father was and all this. And then the black guy is going to have to give him advice.
No,
because he's going to say, well, I want to be half the man my father is. He's going to say, the fact that you came here and da-da-da-da-da means
Listen,
you're already him.
No.
You have it in your eye. And he does
that
this.
That would be
he
how.
He grabs him and he says, just breathe.
That's how it would be
yes.
if Zoe didn't go with him.
Oh, that's right. Zoe's going with him.
She's with him.
So, but it can't come from her.
She's going to come from her. It's going to come from Kevin because she's going to be the one, like, ask the question. Like, because he doesn't ask enough questions.
That's right. Ask this follow-up. Be curious.
Yeah.
That's right. And speaking of Zoe, what a great transition.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So,
I love this.
I am entertainment guru, EG Mike 84 on Twitter.
EG Mike 84.
Trying to get the celebrities to interact with me.
Right. Because you live tweet and
I call them out. I show them love. I thank them for showing me love.
Yes.
So I tweeted at Zoe and just on a whim,
right,
asked her to check out the show because I gave her a shout out last week.
That's right.
And she responded and said, okay. And then said, great show.
Yes.
I was like, wait.
Yeah, what?
Great show.
That means you listen.
Did Zoe listen? Did Melanie Lyberg take 30 minutes of her time to hear me critic or talk about or shout her out for her performance on This Is Us?
This is perfect. Yes, she did.
Oh, man.
She listened to the whole show.
It was crazy. It was great.
Because she said, great show.
Yeah.
She didn't say, okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for the shout out. Have a good day.
And none of that. We didn't even shout her out until like the last segment.
Which means she heard the whole thing.
The whole 30 minutes.
Which means you know she's going back to set when they're doing their scenes talking about, oh, what are you listening to over here? I'm listening to Mike Warner's podcast. You know, he gave me a shout out. I didn't hear any shout outs for any of you. But Kate, bad news. This is the TiVo Mike Show.
In under 60 seconds, what is the gospel?
All right, check. Our God is great and awesome and a mighty God is he. So rich in mercy, he loved us so jealously. Put your hands up if y'all in the house, y'all feeling me. If you don't, I'ma make it clear, so listen please. The triune three in one, holy trinity, DMVP, there is no other second and none inherently. Showered us with grace and kindness so exceedingly that even when we were dead in trespasses, made alive in Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest you should boast. For we are meant to do his good works and much greater. And in accordance, we will also glorify our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Son of God, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Elohim, the Holy One. He became a ransom for many and now the risen Son. So a better way to respond than to lift your hearts in song.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show, the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused Godcast in the nation. Which nation? This nation.
This nation.
This nation. Under
Not
God.
Dish. This.
Woo, tell it. Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Is, I have to admit, when I made the decision this season to watch these shows, the One Chicago Mess, the Weapons That Are Lethal, I was like, what did I do? I said, this is so stupid. It's going to be so ridiculous. I'm not going to like it. I'm going to be so tired. I have to watch four new shows. Such a hard first world problem.
Yeah.
You know, first world problem. Pork, meanwhile, Chickaboo over there in Uzbekistan can't eat a decent sandpaper to save his life. I'm mad about four TV shows. But it's so good. And every episode gets better. And Sean William Scott's character gets more interesting and revealing.
Yes.
He's acting the heck out of this. I mean, if he would have brought that to Syphilis character, he'd be a superstar already. But this episode was good because it's really about how much do you want to have pride and ego versus how much do you want to remember why you're in the position you're in.
Exactly.
To get the right outcome despite how it happened.
My favorite line in the whole episode was when Leo, a.k.a. Thomas Lennon, rolls up to the house to give Trish, and he goes, I need you to overlook. She goes, fool, you want me to overlook my husband's case?
Thank you.
To make my husband look bad? He goes, no. Because if anyone is going to give him a chance, it's you.
Right. Wasn't that valid?
amazing.
He went from being like the doofus character.
Yes.
To, oh, he's a real lawyer.
He's got some meat and potatoes in there.
Thank you. So he'll probably be taking over for Damon Wayans' character.
Well, no, he's already been on ever since season one.
But he'll take over now. He'll be full time. What's going to happen is they're going to develop a relationship.
White guys. We talked about that.
It's okay. But remember, he has the flavor because it's going to be with the black wife. He's going to swoop right into the family because they need to keep their jobs. So there's no need to all the blacks lose their jobs. You know what I'm saying? Or, no, why doesn't she become a lawyer slash cop? And if she takes Damon Wayans' role, she does both. She convicts the people in the court, and she's also one chasing them down.
I would watch that.
She's like, you know, and they could fill it in like she took over her husband's legacy. She feels this would honor him because he dies in line of duty, because they're going to have to kill him off. There's no way that you just walk him
off. Kill off clean. You better kill off Murtaugh. Yeah. Like.
Right. But especially if you want to keep his family in the show.
True.
And then she could be, because she works already, who's that, the lieutenant or whatever, they're already friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So that can be a thing, you know, where she's already, you know what, why don't you become, that's not the crazy idea to be a cop. Because the show can't end.
I like it. Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This is the equivalent
of
rewatching
the like
first
it's,
season
It's
show.
Not like when I introduced you in the first season. This
Thank
is third
you. Third season.
Season.
But it might as well be a first season, because here I go. The reason I have a rule, and I want everybody to know my rule, is you always wait till season 2 or 3 to watch a show.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get invested, come back on HBO, to a show that only lasts one season. And then the second season comes 10 years later, and now it's been 4 years, and you're waiting for season 3. So here's what doesn't make sense. Don't do that. Don't follow Lisa Kudrow just because she has a smelly cat. What you need to do is make sure you let these shows be what they need to be.
Yeah.
But Shane is growing. Is that his name?
Sean.
Thank you. I'm like, Shane. Shane's the one who left.
Yes.
Shane, Sean. Change the name to Josh. Make it easy. So his character, I forgot what his character really did this episode.
His character this episode was, he was just there, like, trying to talk Roger into understanding, like, he helped him realize it's not about the pride of why you put this guy away.
Right. Okay, that's right.
Because he was the one that helped him understand it. And I love that scene on the roof where they both go off at the end when Roger.
Oh, my God. First of all, that's dramatic. Oh, but before that, real quick, because you just reminded me of a. So good. Remember when they're chasing the bad guy and they're running through the whatever, and he takes the hoodie off and sits down.
Yes.
So Sean knows it right away, but the hoodie's on someone else, and it was a foreshadowing of, see, you were wrong once. This is you were wrong before, but look, just unarrest him. So it was like the show saying, see where we're going to go here.
Yeah.
Let you know this guy really was. And
that
as
was
soon
funny
as he goes
too.
To the,
so
tech, the lawyer guy, I'm like, this guy's dirty.
As soon as...
Because there was no one in the building.
Thank
there
you.
Was no one in the whatever. Like, all of a sudden. And why would that even need to be a scene? Oh, I'm going to go talk. Because that would just be, oh, I'm going to go talk to whatever. And then we'd know off camera that happened. If you're showing it. He's like, I knew you were going to say that. You're such a smart detective.
Yeah, why'd you have to be such a good detective?
Right.
And I'm like, no! As soon as he said that line,
yes.
I was like, how did I know? When he got so mad in Avery's office that they were re-looking into it.
Right.
I'm like... There's more to this.
Because
it doesn't make sense that he'd get so mad.
I just thought because it would have made him look bad. But see, I should be more critical.
Well, my
now.
Thing is because I've watched
like
SVU
you.
Where they've done these type of things.
Yes.
And the person who gets mad is always the one because he had some kind of in-the-pocket situation.
Right. Like Burgess. So we'll be back right after this.
If you love TV.
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
I love real quick that the rope burn look real. But I love that.
Yes.
That would have been me. Can we do that again?
Yeah.
Just because you're falling, you already think you're going to die.
Yes.
And then, boof, pillow.
You're like, ooh, praise Jesus. It worked. And thank God they inflated it right away because they knew the white man was going to fall.
Now, the reason they inflated it right away is because we already got him complaining in interviews that he's too old for this. So they didn't want to waste too much time.
And he didn't even break a hip. Thank See, you. I thought they were going to make a joke about that. Roger, is your hip okay? He's like, if you don't shut
I would have laughed hysterically if they made an age joke at that
yes,
point.
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
Got to have that gusto to it all.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What a good show. So Tuesdays are good. So tonight I can't wait for the next Lethal Weapon. And as we get closer to the mid-season, we're going to see how they're turning away Damon's character. So I'm interested to see what happens because it's got to be sudden.
Yes.
Because they haven't filmed all the stuff up until December yet. So he's made that decision, announced it. So I want to see how they play it and weave it in.
Exactly.
If they're ending or whether they're going to keep going. So my votes keep going. And also, This Is Us tonight. And if you want a live tweet with the entertainment guru, that's at EGMike84 on Twitter, at EGMike84 on Twitter tonight. And remember, follow Jesus all the time, not just Sundays.
The T-Row Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godin. That's it for the T-Row Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.